listening to the voice of Montgomery County High School Basketball, 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com. Tonight's game is sponsored by BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, MSU Foundation, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Sterling Family Dental Care, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Whitaker Pharmacy, Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling, and Windsor Care Center. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the barn here in Mount Sterling. Time for doubleheader action tonight as the Indians and Lady Indians take on Paris's Greyhounds and Lady Hounds. The girls are up first. This is the Glory Road Memorial Game. This place is now an historical site after tonight, and we'll tell you all about that coming up. But right now, let's get to the game. Ivan Rawls is with Montgomery County head girls coach Dustin High.
Thanks, Dan, here with Dustin High, the Montgomery County Lady Indians. And Coach, the last several years you've gotten a chance to come back and play in the barn during the Gateway Holiday Classic, but tonight's a very special night. You get these two programs together, and they, you know, embody what the old Paris Western High School was, the old Mount Sterling Du Bois, Montgomery County, Mapleton, Camargo here. It has a little bit more meaning, a little bit more symbolic meaning, doesn't it?
It does, and especially having the opportunity to be able to play another local opponent with Paris, with a lot of history. And you know, you take somebody like myself, I mean, I can appreciate the barn, but having not been born here, I'm still learning a lot about the history of the county and the schools and some of the teams that we had. And I knew that Mapleton was a school, and I knew that Montgomery County was a school. I didn't realize that Mapleton turned into Montgomery County. And it's like little things like that that I'm still learning.
Yeah, and this place in particular has a lot of special meaning to this community. It's unique in its structure, but a lot of great games have been played here over the years. You got a chance as a high school player to understand what this gym means to a lot of folks here.
Oh, yeah. I mean, having played, I guess, in the original barn, it's still special to me, and I was here for 4 years of it, and I know that there's a lot of pride with Paris, and I'm looking forward to it, and I'm looking forward to the ceremony between games.
Getting to this game, the district opponent in Paris, you played them just a couple of weeks ago. Your team really came out. You were playing a lot of good pressure defense, really kind of threw Paris off their game early. I know you're trying to look for that same type of intensity and focus here tonight.
We are, and Coach Speaks got a little more depth available tonight, and we got a few different challenges that we didn't have a couple of weeks ago when we played over there, and we just got to maintain the intensity and maintain the focus and try to get the same result.
Obviously, their outstanding player in Brooklyn White was available that last game. Didn't get off to the great start that they really need her to do, but was able to get her points along the way. But a player like that, you just got to limit their ability to have an immediate impact and a sustaining impact on the game.
Yeah, and Brooklyn is a great player, and she's going to get her touches. And the thing that we didn't do a very good job of at Paris that we need to improve on tonight is we can't not let her have the ball, but we can make those touches a lot more difficult. And if we make them a lot more difficult and she's catching the ball, say, even 5 feet further out than she wants to, it's going to throw off the rhythm and it's going to throw off the timing. And we just got to do as much as we can to try to just disrupt her.
Anything you're looking at in tonight's game, but going forward for your Lady Indians in this last little stretch run that you have?
Well, after the trip to Nicholas County, we got to get back on the glass, and we got to get back to valuing possessions. So I would really like to keep it under the 10 turnovers, 10 offensive rebounds, but we'll see how it goes.
Coach, thanks for your time tonight. Good luck here on this Glory Road game here at the barn tonight.
Thank you.
All right, that's Dustin High, head coach for the Lady Indians of Montgomery County. We're inside of 13 minutes here of this 40th district matchup between the host Lady Indians and the visiting Paris Lady Hounds. We'll take a 90-second timeout. We return. More Lady Indians basketball right here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Hi, I'm Alan Johnson, Market President of People's Exchange Bank in Mount Sterling. At People's Exchange Bank, we're more than just your bank. We're your neighbors, your friends, and your trusted financial partners. With our local decision-making process, you won't have to wait for approval from a distant corporate office. We're here to listen, understand, and provide solutions that work for you. Visit us in person or find us online at pebank.com.
People's Exchange Bank, your trusted banking partner. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Porter Group is a different kind of insurance agency. We do more than just Medicare. When was the last time you had your life insurance reviewed? Do you have the new kind of life insurance? We will review your whole life, term life, final expense, and universal life policies. We can help you with them all. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a free, no-obligation review. That's 606-780-1387.
If you don't know about the affordable quality healthcare services being offered at Sterling Healthcare, take a moment and find out why we're continuing to grow in Mount Sterling and surrounding areas. You can find us online at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686 or stop in and see us at one of our clinics in Montgomery, Bath, Clark, Nicholas, or Powell counties. I can promise you'll be glad you did. Sterling Healthcare. We're here for your family.
We're back now, and let's go to Ivan Rawls. He's got the head coach of the Paris Lady Hounds with
us. Thanks, Dan. Here with the head coach for the Paris Lady Hounds, Coach Aaron Speaks. And, Coach, a special night, even though you're the road team tonight, but this is always a special night. These two programs get together, but recognizing the barn on this Glory Road and kind of the history between these two communities over the years and playing basketball especially.
It's been a long time since I've been over to Barn when I coach as an assistant with Terrence Brooks. We had some phenomenal games over here, and when I walked in, it just brought back memories. I see Coach High's daughter knocking down threes, and Pruitt, and Dennis, and those kids. It was just fun times over here. So.
Of course, back in the mid-'80s and 90s, when Bart Rising was the boys coach here, he'd have a heat cranked up, and that's the first thing everybody has said when they wonder, said, it's not as hot as I remember it, but... tonight, we expect a hotly contested ball game tonight. You have more players available than you had a couple of weeks ago when these two teams played.
Yeah, we're still trying to put it together. We're still trying to recover from the kids that we lost late in the summer to transfers and lost some key pieces. So we're just trying to get kids to play in roles that they didn't think that they were going to have to play in, and it just takes some time. But, you know, the good thing about this bunch is they stay in the course. They still coming in working hard, and we're still trying to put it together, and hopefully we give a better effort today than we did the last time we played.
Talk about the last couple of weeks of this season. What areas are you wanting to see improvement out of your girls? And maybe what are the challenges here tonight on the road?
Just being smarter, you know, protecting the ball and making the right play. You're not always going to make the right play, but I think the last couple of games, they've been kind of understanding the offense that we're running and kind of understand what it is we're looking for, and that's improvement. So if we just keep improving on those things and just trying to gain confidence, you know, individually. You know, we start gaining confidence individually, I think it'll start coming together for us.
What challenge does this Montgomery County team pose to you that you saw from the previous matchup?
Hey, they got some phenomenal basketball players. Hayden Berry is one of the top players in the state. Allie Dillon, in my opinion, is one of the best shooters in the state. And Reagan Oney is going to give you everything that she can possibly give you. And they're always going to be a handful anytime those kids are on the court. So it's an uphill battle for us, but our kids know that, and we're here to try to step up to the challenge and give it a good game.
Brooklyn White's, her consistency, you depend on that every night. Who else has to come along with her tonight to allow your team to have more success?
Well, Kay Oliver and Tori Dunford and Kyla and Molly Mason, they're going to have to put the ball in the basket, you know. That's the one thing that we have improved on. Earlier in the season, everything was going through Brooke. And, you know, if Brooke had a good game, we won. If Brooke didn't, then we struggled. Well, now, you know, we've got other kids that's knocking down shots and give us the inside and outside game. So it just kind of helps Brooke. It prevents people from double-teaming Brooke because now they have to get out on shooters. So if we can knock down a few shots and get our confidence up, I think that bodes well for us.
And finally, Coach, what's one underrated thing about Brooklyn White that maybe people don't recognize about her abilities and what she brings to this program?
Well, the thing for us, we play her in the paint. But Brooklyn can play out on the floor. She can handle the ball. She can shoot the ball well. I even asked her the other day. I said, hey, I've been playing you a lot in the paint because we need you in there. I said, but, you know, what do you feel like doing? She said, no, I like playing down in the paint. So, but she can pull it back out. She's a talented basketball player, and she's a total package.
Coach, thanks for your time. Good luck as always.
Thank you.
All right, that's Aaron Speaks, head coach for the Lady Hounds of Paris. We're coming up on the 7-minute mark here of this girls' 40th district matchup. The Lady Indians are playing host to the Lady Hounds of Paris here on Glory Road night here. Live from the barn here on the MCHS campus. We'll take this 2-minute timeout when we return. More Lady Indians basketball right here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park or give them a call, 498-4490.
Dominate a venture with the entire crew aboard the Terex KRX4 1000 Sport Side-by-Side, the strongest and most capable four-passenger Terex yet. Take on a wide range of tough terrain, armed with the powerful 999cc engine and advanced suspension technology. Take it all on with confidence and experience the adventure of a lifetime in the four-passenger Kawasaki Terex KX4 1000. Available at Gateway Cycles Mount Sterling, GatewayCycles.com.
His name is Kelly Johnson. He's a dentist in Mount Sterling, and his reputation is simple. He offers quality care at affordable prices, and you get it from a dentist whose staff truly cares about their patients. The Sterling Family Dental Care Center is located at 100 East High Street in Mount Sterling. Make sure your children have quality dental health care. It'll put your mind at ease. Dr. Johnson can help every member of your family. And when it comes to cosmetic dentistry, you'll get the latest from Sterling Family Dental Care Center, 100 East High Street, Mount Sterling.
Back here at the barn tonight again. If you're coming to the games, come to the barn. The games are here tonight. And again, we'll talk more about it between games. But again, it's Glory Road Historical Site Night is what it is. And Montgomery County getting ready to play Paris in a big doubleheader. And the Lady Indians, you know, they won rather easily over a fairly young Paris team in their first meeting. Coming up in the second game, the Montgomery County Indians, they're winless in district play. They really need a win tonight, and they're going to be playing without two starters, two key players tonight, in Breck and Decker and Tyce Jarvis are not going to be available tonight. So big, big battle facing the Indians tonight. We'll see what happens. But the girls are up first. A nice crowd is coming in here. And, you know, when you get here into the barn, one of the things you start realizing is, and that this place, I think the really the official capacity is like 2,200. And it might hold a few more than that. But, you know, the atmosphere for these games, it's the seats are rather, it's all on, the seats are all in one group. It's fairly steep. And you get a crowd of 1,000 people in here, and you got a lot of noise, and the atmosphere is great, and I think we'll have that coming in here tonight. Good crowd has already come in, and we're just about ready to get the introduction of starting lineups for tonight's game. And we look forward to doing that. We'll head down the way to our public address announcer here in just a few minutes and get those starting lineups. We'll do it all. We'll come back with a little more pregame and then the pregame activities here at the barn tonight. After we step out 90 seconds, you're in tune to the Gateway Sports Network.
Pros know that there's a right tire for every job, like the new Mastercraft Courser Trail Truck and SUV tire. With biting grooves that lock into snow to improve handling in winter conditions, and innovative tread compounding for rugged durability, the Mastercraft Courser Trail has everything you'd expect from a premium tire, except the price. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice. Available at major brands, Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future? Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement, you want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments. LLC in this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
The Lady Hounds are just 5-16 coming into tonight's game, but the other part of that story is that this team is playing well coming into this contest. They've been doing very well. They've won three of their last five, and you know they're feeling pretty good right now. They have a tall player who's very talented in Brooklyn White, a junior. They'll start a couple of freshmen and three juniors in the starting lineup tonight for the Lady Hounds. And our location here, I always say, you don't get a much better place to watch a game from than our seats here in the barn. It's a great place to watch a game, to do a game from. And let's do it here. Nice crowd coming in.
Yeah, we're a nice crowd here early on, and we're going to get tonight started, it looks like, with Brandon Elliott, our PA announcer.
Stand if you're able and remove your caps for the singing of our national anthem by Montgomery County High School freshman, Ms. David Meek.
I'm a Montgomery County student doing the. I didn't catch the name. I don't know if you did or I couldn't quite.
I didn't either. But, I was busy running my mouth at that point in time.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the barn on the campus of Montgomery County High School for tonight's KHSAAA basketball action. A doubleheader featuring the visiting Greyhounds, in this case, Lady Hounds of Paris High School. And your Montgomery County Indians. Let's meet your starting lineups. First for the Lady Hounds. At guard, a 5'9 junior, number 1, K. Oliver. At guard, a 5'2 sophomore, number 4, McKenna Fields. At guard, a 5'6 junior, number 5, Tori Dumford. At forward, a 5'7 freshman, number 10, Molly Mason. And at forward, a 6-foot junior, number 11, Brooklyn White. The Lady Hounds are coached by head coach Aaron Spies. And now the starting lineup for your Montgomery County Lady Indians. At guard, a 5'4 freshman, number 3, Sophie Pouch. At forward, a 5'11 senior, number 10, Allie Dillon. At guard, a 5'7 senior, number 11, Reagan Oney. At forward, a 6'1 junior, number 12, Savannah Tarvis. And at guard, a 5'7 senior, number 20, Hayden Barrier. Your Indians are coached by head coach Dustin High.
There you have it. Now we're going. Hey, there are your starting lineups. I'm operating in the dark here is what I'm doing.
I had a feeling I knew what was going on over with you.
Yeah. We are ready. Montgomery County in white, blue numerals trimmed in red, Paris in black, orange numerals trimmed in white. Montgomery County right to left on your dial here at the barn.
Two good friends in the center circle there in Brooklyn White and Savannah Jarvis.
Yeah, the tip is controlled by Montgomery County. And Hayden Barrier with the ball. She'll look in at his own defense by the Lady Hounds. 1-2-2, and they floated in low to Jarvis, who went in and got the shot blocked, but a foul called. Yep. That's going to go on Dumford.
Too easy of a entry pass there, and I know that's not what Coach Aaron Speaks wants to see here early in this contest. Savannah Jarvis had a good outing in the previous matchup.
So Jarvis will go to the free throw line for a couple of shots, puts it up and in.
Love to see that early on. It's your first free throw.
I always thought this was a great shooter's gym.
Yeah, you hear it from a lot of players over the years.
Oh, the background is that dark blue that they're shooting into is just gives you a good look. Your eyes pick up that goal. Here's Dumford racing down the right side. Montgomery County is man-to-man defensively to begin with. Dumford dribbles back out front. Dumford talent, she's got some length to her. Now they go down inside. Trouble in there. They send it back on the outside to White, and she traveled out near the timeline.
Yeah, it was the careless turnovers that really hurt Paris in the previous matchup. You know, you'd seen Montgomery County play a lot of man pressure against them in the previous matchups.
Indians get it down in a hurry. Fouch working on the left wing beyond the three-point line. Right side, Dillon sends it back to Barrier, down to Fouch. Fouch, she does not want to take that three. She wants to let the older players, like Barrier, from the right corner, in and out and in. Yeah. How about that? Good shooter's touch there, and the Indians lead it 5-0.
And Fouch is much like Reagan Oney in her early years. That's not her strength, is to shoot that three, and she understands her limits.
Here's the ball in the hands of Dumford. Could have been a five-second count. There's a turnover picked off by Fouch. Fouch dribbles down, gives it off. Oney. Now Dillon goes in on the left side, lays it up and in. And Montgomery County off to a good start, 7-0.
Great finish.
The Lady Indians have taken the lead here in the first minute and a half. Here's White in backcourt, trying to dribble it, does, gets it across the timeline against Jarvis. Now on the left wing over there is Molly Mason. Now back to White, right side. She's going to fire a three up, in and out. Rebounded by Dillon. Lady Indians will head down. Dillon brings it herself. Moves all the way down, then has it taken away. The steal by Dufford, who's going to try to go all the way. And, boy, there wasn't any foul there, but the foul is going to go against Hayden Barrier.
Yep.
And had a look on her face like, really?
We got so far ahead of the official right there.
That's what happened.
And so the official felt like there may have been contact there. Not sure that there was much, at least by Hayden. I thought she got on top of the ball there.
Yeah. Dumford shooting two, and it bounces in for Tori Dumford. Dumford's a Paris name.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's one of those legacy names. We talk about that all the time. These communities that we've seen over the years here in the 10th region, those legacy names.
That shot was short. Jarvis with a rebound, so it's 7-1. Here's Reganoni, who'll dribble it across the timeline, sends it down to Dillon on the left side. Try to go inside to Jarvis. The ball is tipped out of bounds. Touch last by White. Montgomery County will play it off to our left, down underneath their own goal. Aaron Speaks did not like that call.
It was close. I was kind of...
There's Barrier for a three, and it's off the mark. And the rebound picked off by Dumford. She'll bring it herself, going to go all the way, goes under and lays it up and in.
That's one thing we're seeing early out of Dumford, man, is she's attacking. She wasn't doing this in that first matchup between these two. She was a little bit more hesitant on the dribble.
And Dillon the other way buries a three and gets called for the travel. And that official we've had a couple of times, and he will make that call, and no other official will call what she just did or travel.
Yeah.
But, hey.
You can't fault him for making it because, you know, if you're positioning those feet before you dribble.
There's a steal by Jarvis on the inbounds and gives the Barrier. Her three is no good. Dillon with a rebound, hands it off to Fouch, who banks it up and it doesn't go. And the rebound is picked up by Paris, racing down, and the ball knocked out of bounds.
I think
it'll be played by Paris underneath their own basket.
I think Sophie Boucher was just so surprised she got the ball right there.
She was shocked.
Yeah, she was so shocked that she got that look.
Entry pass coming. Goes deep in the left corner, and a three is up, and it's no good. Hard rebound. Mason, it comes out to Barrier, who brings it herself. Long pass to Dillon, right corner. Dillon sends it back to Barrier. And here's Warner up off the Montgomery County bench to check in at the next opportunity. Dillon down to Oney deep in the right corner. Again, facing that 1-2-2 zone inside. Jarvis, yeah. And she traveled.
Yeah, didn't realize where she was on the floor there. Took that power dribble with no place to go.
So with 4:47 to go in the opening quarter, Sophie Fouts, the freshman, comes out. Bailey Warner, the freshman, comes in from Montgomery County. The Lady Indians are going to press full court. Entry pass to Dumford. Dumford coming down and... gets all the way down, and there's Barrier coming up with a steal. She had that one measured all the way. Barrier dribbles down the right side, going to go all the way, goes under and lays it up and in. The foul, though, happened out on the floor. That's going to be number two on Dumford, and that could really change the complexion of the game. I think Dumford is a key ball handler for Paris. She's going to leave this game with 4:35 to play here in the opening quarter, and Kyla Crutcher comes in to replace her inside. The pass goes to Jarvis, who puts it up and in. Jarvis with four. Lady Indians lead 9-3. Again, good crowd. If you're coming to the games and you're going to arrive late, remember, we're in the barn tonight, not the arena. For the Lady Hounds, Fields is in the game right now, too. McKenna Fields. Here over the left side, there's White for a three that does not go down. The rebound is tipped. Jarvis comes up with it. We get a whistle and a foul, and that's going to be on Jarvis. Well, that's her first. Team foul number two, and now Oney's going to come out, replaced in the lineup by Laura Lee Orison, the freshman. Paris will inbound underneath. They send it out to White. White bluffs the three, goes down inside, A little flip shot is up, no good, and Jarvis has another rebound. Jarvis brings it down herself, moves inside, going to go for the basket, and is called for traveling. Wow. Ran into a double team. She fell down. A lot of contact.
Tried to force the issue there. She comes up a
little
bit.
At least just call that in up in the mountains, Ivan.
Yeah.
That the I heard an official one time say this. She traveled in a congested area.
Need some confined space training.
Yeah. Here is the ball coming into Crutcher, who will bring it up against Barrier, who is right with her every step, every dribble. Does get it across the timeline and taken away by Barrier. And Hayden's going to go down, stop, goes up, puts it up, and it doesn't go, but a foul will go against Crutcher. Her first, team foul number three. And Barrier is going to shoot a pair of free throws here with 3:37 to go in the opening quarter of action.
You saw right there, you talked about Dunford going out with those two fouls. You saw that effect right there.
Free throw up and good. Barrier with her fourth point. And make it five. And it's 11-3. Jarvis is out of the game now. And back into the lineup for Montgomery County is Oney. And there's Barrier, who comes up with another turnover, another steal, and then we get a foul after she took it away. That's on Crutcher, and that's her second.
It's almost inhumane, you know, put Crutcher out there and be under the pressure of a senior in Hayden Barrier, headed to go play at Youngstown State next year.
Here is Barrier, lost the handle on the ball, and Montgomery gives it up on the turnover, and then we get a foul on Orison. That's her first, team foul number three. We have had, here we go again, folks. I hate to even bring this up, but seven turnovers on Paris, five on Montgomery County, 12 turnovers in 4 minutes and 40 seconds. Do not extrapolate those numbers out for a complete game. We do not want that. It was here, in backcourt now, is Crutcher, and Barrier's with her. Barrier trying to move those feet and stay in front of her, tips it away, goes for the ball. She's come up with another steal, goes under, lays it up and in with the left hand.
And just out on the island by herself is Crutcher there against the pressure of Barrier.
And now we get a timeout that's going to be taken by Paris. 3:02 left to play here in the opening quarter. Montgomery County with a 13-3 lead, and we'll be back in 1 minute.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
Team to three is the score we have here coming out of the Paris timeout. And Coach Aaron Speaks has drawn up how he wants to attack this Montgomery County defense. He's dropped back into a 1-2-2 zone press.
Almost an over and back and a long pass down. It gets away from Brooklyn White. There's another turnover and 2:50 to go in the first quarter.
Yeah, that's, again, yeah, really right down on the floor. Yep. Yeah. You got Brooklyn White is probably your best ball handler. But you also need her in a situation where once the ball gets into the front court that you can attack the defense.
Barrier with it on the offensive end. Long pass right corner to Dillon. Comes back to Barrier. Down to Warner in the left corner. Again, trying to make that quick pass and movement against this Paris zone to get a good shot. And now Dillon has a good one left side and buries it and gets called for walking again.
Got her again on that same. So now she's got to be aware of that. She's got to be consciously aware of her foot placement there.
He's explaining to Dillon what he's calling, but
yeah.
Nobody else has called it.
Yeah.
And Coach Dustin High is...
He's calling that hop step, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, the discussion goes on. Here is... the ball near midcourt, and they throw it down, and Warner comes up with the interception. Bailey's going to go all the way, goes down, lays it up and in.
And again, that's where Warner's at her best out in the open floor like that.
And it's 15-3, 2:09 to go here in the opening quarter, and Pierce's Aaron Speaks going to take another timeout. And you kind of wonder if he won't put Dumford back in the game right away. We'll be back in 1 minute.
The always ready for breakfast deal.
Going to bed already?
Yep. Breakfast at Mickey D's tomorrow.
So?
Sooner I go to bed, sooner it'll be morning. Sooner I'll be at Mickey D's.
This is actually brilliant.
You can come too. Turn out that light.
For a limited time, buy a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Get another for a dollar. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Tired of all those trips to the pharmacy? With Whittaker Pharmacy's MedSync program, they'll simplify things for you. You'll pick up all your prescriptions once a month. Those who use the program are less likely to miss a dose of their medication. And when you transfer your prescriptions to Whittaker Pharmacy, you'll get a free MedSync pill box. 9-6 weekdays and 9-2 on Saturday. Phone 498-3141. Terms and conditions apply. Whittaker Pharmacy on the Mount Sterling Bypass next to People's Exchange Bank.
Pierce with the ball coming away from the timeout, and Montgomery County extending the defense 1-2-2 just beyond half court. There's a long pass down underneath, and a little short jump shot is put up that is no good. Ball is knocked out of bounds, and Montgomery County will play it. Molly Mason got a pretty good look at the shot there, but
just had to put it up so quick it didn't go in.
Here is Montgomery County with on the offensive end. Oney looking. Gives to Barrier. Over to Dillon. Now back to Barrier. If Dillon hits her next three-point shot, I would be shocked. She's hit a pair, and they both got wiped away. And now she's going to be thinking about, well, what am I doing with my feet? There's Barrier trying a long three. It is in and out. Warner the rebound, and it's blocked out of bounds by White. Montgomery County will play it.
Oh, what a great offensive rebound by Warner there, even though she did get her shot blocked. But that was a great tracking of the ball on the weak side. Yeah, she's getting congratulations. Everybody liked that, the way she attacked that.
Warner coming out, Fouches back in. Now Dumford is returning to the Paris lineup, coming in for Crutcher. Entry pass underneath to Jarvis, who tried to put up a shot, and they're going to call a foul. And it's going to go against the Lady Hounds. That's McKenna Fields, who a sophomore who gets the call. Fields gets her first. And two shots coming for Jarvis. Shot is up and good. Fifth point for Jarvis. 16-3. And
you're just getting a feeling that Savannah is just really getting herself more and more into mid-season form.
She's got six. 17-3 is our score. And here comes Paris down. Dumpert across the timeline. Sends to White at a high post. Now they swing over on the left side, driving in. And there's a loose ball in there, and there's White. Oh, should have put up a shot.
We'll call 3 seconds.
They have called a three-second violation.
Yeah, Brooklyn White never left the lane, and the official was aware of that.
59 seconds to go in the first quarter. And that's the first time this season, isn't it?
That you've seen, yeah. I've seen a couple.
Here is Jarvis, and lost a handle on the ball. Got hit, and the ball popped loose. So the ball goes to Paris, and there is a three-point shot that's up and no good, and they battle for the rebound. We're going to jump ball. Barrier and Oliver are tied up. Off the missed shot by Kay Oliver. And Montgomery County gets it down inside, and Jarvis just turns right into the lane and flips it up and in, and she's got eight.
Got that ball extremely deep in the paint right there.
19-3. Montgomery County started on a 7-0 run. Right now, they've got an 8-0 run going. And here is another turnover, and Barrier comes up with her fifth steal. Here is another traveling violation, and the same official, he has figured it out.
I'm in charge of that tonight. I'm going to call all the folks. That one was very pronounced on Reagan. Reagan saw a lane that she was going to try to drive through.
8 turnovers on Montgomery County, 12. We've had 20 turnovers. There's a block shot, and the rebound is claimed by Jarvis. Off that miss by Fields and Barrier from midcourt. Almost made it as the quarter comes to an end. After a period of play, Montgomery County 19, Paris 3, and we'll be back in just 1 minute.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Gateway area. Locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of Montgomery County Athletics.
Get the coverage you need for a fair price at Limestone Agency. We are celebrating 175 years of doing business right here in Mount Sterling. Stop by and see Brenda, Julie, Cheryl, or Ashley to get a quote from Auto Owners Insurance Company. Limestone Agency is proud to have called Mount Sterling home for the past 175 years. Call us today at 498-3410.
Well, an opening quarter that saw 20 turnovers, Ivan. Montgomery County made 6 of 11 shots. They out-rebounded Paris 12-2. You know that our turnovers, our rebounds, and their turnovers? 24-10 is that number after a quarter. That's about as big a discrepancy as you'll ever get.
You know, just talking about the turnovers, that only sounds good if you work at a bakery. You know, like, you know, 20 turnovers, hey. That ain't even my limit if the turnovers are good, but that's not good for either one of these.
We've seen popping fresh here tonight already, so.
that was a good tie-in on that inside joke there, but hey.
Fans are still coming in, Ivan. We're going to have a really nice crowd.
This feels like an old Friday. Brenda Rawls has made her way in here tonight.
Birthday girl tomorrow.
Your birthday girl tomorrow. She's excited about it, too.
Here's Dufford. She lost the ball. A steal by Fouch, who heads it off to Barrier, goes down, and lays it up and in.
Here's old Sophie Fouch, making her presence known.
21-3. Dufford, White, over on the left side. There's Fouch with another steal. Fouch is going to go all the way. She's all alone this time. Goes down and missed the driving layup, and the rebound is out of bounds to Montgomery County. Barrier in there. Battling for it, and the Lady Indians get it.
Normally in that situation, Sophie gathers herself before she just throws that up. At that time, wasn't able to. Was going a little too fast.
Entry pass. Dillon to Jarvis underneath. Puts it up, and not a good shot. Left it way short. White has the rebound. First shot Jarvis has missed tonight. 2 of 2 from the field, 4 of 4 from the line before that, and there is another Paris turnover. Threw the ball away on the perimeter.
And right now, what you're seeing out of Brooklyn White, she's frustrated. Paris got off to a better start in the previous matchup at home than they are right now. She's a little disinterested right now.
Here's Barrier, Dillon, Oney, and Fouch. They move it around the perimeter. Everybody touching the ball with Jarvis so far. Dillon out of the right corner, 3, and hey, was I wrong?
Hey, she
buried that one and kept those feet still.
Yeah, absolutely. They were quiet. If it was on her mind, she was purposeful there and not moving them.
She's really starting to shoot the ball, haven't I?
Yeah.
24-3.
Her confidence is much better. I even told her at the other day. You can feel that she's more confident on her shot.
Here's Oney really applying the defensive pressure to Mason.
They caught a 5-second. I thought they was going to call the moving pick on Oliver, but they called the 5 seconds before.
Turnover number 16 in 9 minutes and 20 seconds. That's a lot of turnover.
You feel so bad for Coach Speaks in this situation.
Here's Barry behind the screen by Jarvis. Hands it to Jarvis. He goes for the basket and gets fouled going up, and that'll be on White. And Jarvis is going to get 2 shots. No, they didn't call it.
Yeah, they caught it on Mason, I believe.
Mason's first foul.
But you can tell right there, yeah, Brooklyn White's a much better defender. But she didn't have much interest there in denying Jarvis that lane there.
Jarvis will put up a pair of free throws, puts it up and in.
I'm really appreciating this now. Yeah,
yeah, 5 out of 5 for the free throw line. And good again. Jarvis with 10 points and 5 rebounds here early. 26-3, and now Reagan Mays is going to come in for Montgomery County, the 7th grader. And driving for the basket as Dufford goes under and puts it up and in.
Well, they needed that.
Dufford with all 5 of the Lady Hounds points so far. Here's Dillon, right side. Goes into Jarvis, makes a little move, puts it up, and it rolled off. She gets the rebound, puts it back in.
Looking really strong right now.
28-5. Coach Dustin and I are trying to figure out. There was a bad pass, but all Jarvis could do was she lost it out of bounds. Now, freshman Warner in for senior Oney. Senior Barrier is out for 7th grader Mays. So Montgomery County with 7-9-9-11-12 grade-wise in the game right now for the Lady Indians with 5:49 to go in the half. The 28-5 lead. Mays defending Dumford. Good opportunity. You talk about getting experience early. Mays has picked up White, who wants to work on her, but goes into the lane. And we get a whistle and a foul. It's going to be on Jarvis. And Jarvis thought she needed to come back and really help out Mays in the lane. And I think Mays had pretty good position. But now Jarvis is going to come out. Her second foul. Laura Lee Orzin is in. So freshman for a junior there. Montgomery County has 7th grader, 3 freshmen, and senior Allie Dillon in here trying to control things. And there's a traveling violation over on the left side that goes against McKenna Fields.
And that was going to be a great opportunity for Paris to get that ball down inside to White there with a noticeable height advantage.
Here is Mays going to work against Dumford out near the timeline. Sends it over to Dillon. And Paris has gone man-to-man now. And Dillon trying to drive, and she is going to be fouled. And that'll be Kay Oliver that commits that personal.
And right there, it's Coach Hyde talking to his freshman, Laura Lee Orzin there. She got lost in the play, and you could tell she didn't know where the progression of the play was to be on that one.
Now, Oney is going to come back in for Dillon as Montgomery County inbounds the ball underneath their own basket down off to our left. Here's a bounce pass into Warner, and it was off her hand and picked up by Paris. Ran a good play, but maybe just didn't catch the ball well, and there's almost a steal. And they should have been a double dribble, I think, and down the lane, Dumford missed a layup. And Oney comes up with the rebound for Montgomery County. Gives it to Mays. Mays on the offensive end this time is operating against Fields. Oney looks to Warner beyond the top of the key, White guarding her. Now Mays. Mays will give to Fouch. Down to Warner. Doesn't look for the three there. 4:35 to go here in the opening half of action. Dillon's going to come back in for Montgomery County. Fouch, Orzin puts it on the deck. Goes up from 10 feet, knocks down the jumper.
I like that about the Orzin right there. She knew she didn't have a great shot out there beyond the arc and dribbled in and got a better shot.
30-5, Montgomery County. Here's White. Wants to drive on Warner. Going to take it down for the basket. He goes up and puts it up. No good, but a foul will be on Warner. Warner gets called for the personal foul, and that is number 1 on Bailey Warner. Common foul. Happened out on the floor. Now, Fouch is going to come out. Barrier is going to come in. Mays is going to come out.
Seen Bart Rising just arrived, and he's got his jacket on, probably leave it on because it's a lot colder in here than he's used to it being here.
Oh,
in Bart.
Goodness. There is a pass going into White that's picked off by Dillon. Here is Dillon coming down on the dribble. Left side to Oney, who goes in and flips it off the glass, and it came out of there. The rebound is going to be lost out of bounds, but they're going to give it to Paris.
Oh, that missed shot, you thought it was going to go in. She gave it a chance. That was just all strength. She did that with her left hand. How she got that shot up on a little bit of contact there is attributed to that strength she possesses.
Here is Paris with the ball. Operating outside is Crutcher. Being guarded by Oney. Almost went over and back.
If Reagan had stepped one more foot towards her, she probably would have stepped over that line.
Having trouble handling it. Now looks for help as she's killed the dribble. Goes inside to White. Turns on Dillon. Puts his shot up and in.
Yeah, that's where they need to try to get that ball to, especially with Jarvis out of the lineup right now.
30-7 with 3 minutes, 10 seconds left to play now in this first half of action. Barrier out front against Dumford. Gives over to Oney. Warner setting a screen for her. Oney goes the other way, goes under the basket, flips it up too hard. Rebound Orison, back up. She missed it. Rebound Oney had it and lost it out of bounds.
Yeah, you felt bad for Reagan and Laura Lee on those misses right there. All we need in here right now is the band.
you really do.
Yeah, it takes me back to my old days.
Here is Paris with the ball, down 30-7, 2:50 left. Inside, good pass, and there's a block by Oney, but a foul called that will send Paris to the free throw line in the person of Molly Mason. Oney gets her first foul. Mason will shoot a pair of free throws. Molly Mason, 5'7 freshman, has not scored yet. Chance to do so right here. Shot up and good. And now Paris will get Brooklyn White out of the lineup, and into the game is Kay Oliver. Free throw is good again by Mason. 30-9 is the score. Barrier brings it across the timeline against Dumford. Paris has stayed in the man-to-man. Started 1-2-2 zone. Here is Oney beyond the top of the key. Gives to Fouch. Fouch goes underneath to Warner, who can't get a shot. Gives back to Fouch for the layup.
Nice. Nice little connection there. Between Fouch and Warner.
32-9. Fouch, again, just instinct. Hey, there's a lane. Go for the basket. I might get the ball back.
Be water. Go to the open void.
Here driving right side, but being cut off is Crutcher. Crutcher hands it off to Dumford, and down the right side, flips his shot up and in off the baseline. Dumford, tough shot there. She's got 7. 32-11. Under 2 to play now in this first half. Oney gives to Barrier, who's out in the center circle right now. Dumford guarding her. She goes down to Dillon, and then back to Barrier. A little tough pass over Dillon.
What a pass. What a tip pass by Barrier. Unselfish and beautiful.
34-11. Fouch almost had another turnover there, but unable to come up with a steal, so Paris has it. Kermit County tied man-to-man. Dumford gets it, but all's taken away. Another steal for Hayden Barrier, who goes off to Dillon, who goes under and lays it up and in with the left hand. Dillon was 7. 36-11 now. Here is Dumford down with a minute to play in the half. Over the right side of Oliver. The ball, Oliver, very athletic. She drives in, puts it up. It doesn't go. Rebound out on the floor. Loose, and we'll get a jump ball. We had a lot of turnovers. Haven't had those jump balls. This one goes to Montgomery County. Lady Indians get the ball with 52 seconds to go. Again, we've got boys action to follow, and Paris's boys beat the Indians earlier, and Montgomery County, 2 starters down tonight. So tough game. The Indians need some support. Come on out if you're sitting at home and you got plenty of time. Get here for the second half of this game. Got a good crowd, but plenty of seats for you. Here's Oney out on the three-point line to Barrier. Bad pass. Got behind her and turnover. Paris coming down, and it's restolen by Barrier. Another turnover on the Lady Hounds. 16 seconds to go now. Dumford guarding Barrier. 12 seconds left. Barrier's going to have to get into offense. Goes behind the screen. Needs help. And gets another screen. And now we get a moving screen on Oney. Barrier hit the three-point shot. And Oney picks up the foul, her second. And Orison will come in replacing Oney. 4.6 seconds to play here in the half. Here is Dumford. 2 seconds. Here's a long three that's off the mark by Oliver, and the first half comes to an end. Montgomery County in control early, led 7-0, led 19-3 at the quarter break, and now up 36-11 here at halftime, and we'll be back. Halftime scoring and stats when we return to the barn tonight in 2 minutes.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
This is Dr. Matt Thompson, Superintendent of Montgomery County Schools, giving every child in Montgomery County an opportunity to receive an excellent education in a safe environment is the goal of our board, administrators, teachers, and staff. It's an awesome responsibility we share. We play a vital role along with parents and guardians, and we understand the significance and the role we play in helping you give your child the best possible chance of a happy and successful future. Let's all do everything we can to achieve success for our students and for our community.
BMC Contracting LLC has been serving the construction industry for over 3 decades from their Mount Sterling location. It all begins with site preparation. When business and industry leaders need a new location, they know to call on BMC so that their worksite location works. They grade and drain, seed and straw. They know how to control erosion to ensure the site meets the company's needs. Their knowledgeable team and the right equipment for the job result in satisfied customers. Put their team to work, BMC, for the right job at the right price.
Museums are a great way to gain a better perspective and enrich your connection to the past. Morehen invites you to come explore our museums. The Rowan County Veterans Museum is dedicating to honoring our veterans and preserving military artifacts and their history. At the Morehead History and Railroad Museum, you can learn about the railroads that ran through our county, as well as see model trains and vintage artifacts that will spark your curiosity and sense of wonder. Learn more at visitmorehead.com.
It's halftime. Montgomery County's girls lead 36-11 over the Paris Lady Hounds here at halftime. It was a 16-point lead at the end of the quarter. And the story of this game really is turnovers. My goodness, we have had a bunch.
Yeah, we have. And it's been kind of sloppy. You know, Lady Indians were really careless there for a bit there in that first period. But you look at this Paris team, and, you know, we talk about, you know, point guard play, how essential it is. And you see it more and more each night. Teams that have excellent point guard play that are able to win, are able to get themselves into an offense, are able to, you know, to get in some semblance of an offense. And right now, Coach Aaron Speaks just doesn't have that prototypical point guard, even though Dumford is good, but on her by herself, you know, with White being probably that next best ball handler that is away from the ball a lot of times because they're trying to put her where she can be most effective. Well, when you have nobody else out there on the perimeter that can help you handle the ball, and Montgomery County's applying the type of pressure that they're applying not only on the ball but out in the passing lanes, it makes it extremely difficult for this team. And so it is so important. We, you know, I go back, you know, the history over the last, you know, 2 decades plus with this program, and the fact that the Lady Indians always had multiple ball handlers out on the floor. Didn't necessarily have to have a bunch of point guards, but you had a solid point guard, but then you had multiple players that could handle the ball. So you could get rid of the ball, not panic, get the ball back to your point guard, and you were able to run your offense. And that is so key to success at any level of basketball, and right now Paris just doesn't have it. They don't have those players collectively that can handle this type of pressure, or pressure from quality teams.
A lot of folks said it is. We can actually, I can see more people than who's here tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Than I normally can. And good to see Cecil and Mary Alice Tuttle out to the game tonight.
Yep. John Lee Crockett over there.
John Lee Crockett. Cecil is going into the Kentucky High School Basketball Hall of Fame down at Elizabethtown.
Wow.
Really excited for that. Well deserved.
Yeah.
What a great player he was. And anyway, individual scoring. Paris, Tori Dunford with 7 points. Again, she sat out for a while because she got those two fouls. And then 2 points apiece for Brooklyn White and Molly Mason as Kay Oliver and Kyla Crutcher and McKenna Fields, along with Sagan Oliver. All those players got in but did not score. Montgomery County led by Savannah Jarvis with a dozen points. She was 3 of 5 from the field, 6 of 6 from the line with 6 rebounds, 9 for Hayden Barrier. She made 3 of 7 field goal attempts, 2 of 2 from the line, had 7 steals in the first half, along with a couple of rebounds and a really nice assist. 7 for Allie Dillon. She was 3 of 3 from the field, 1 of those 3. Made a couple other threes that got scratched away because of, she got called for traveling, but she corrected that. Bailey Warner with 4 points. Sophie Fouch with 2. Reagan Oney did not score, had 3 rebounds. Laura Lee Orison with 2 points. And Reagan Mays played but didn't score. Back with the other stats in 90 seconds here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Traditional Bank has put together a local team of lenders with one goal in mind, to serve you better. Whether you're buying your first home, starting a business, or getting ready for the next big thing, we're here to help you realize your financial dreams. We put our customers first and provide sound support to make the lending process as easy as possible. It's why we have so many repeat customers and client referrals. See the difference at Traditional Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When it comes to senior health care in this area, Windsor Care Center, a part of Regency Care of Mount Sterling, LLC, has gained a reputation over the last half century of providing quality care through caring professionals that treat your family like their family. They offer physical, occupational, and speech therapy programs designed to give your loved one the best quality of life possible. With dedicated personnel in a positive environment, they'll give your loved one the best chance for the best outcome. Windsor Care Center, treating you like family.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation this area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call. 987-1977.
Montgomery County shooting 52% from the field in the first half, 13 of 25. They made 2 of 4 threes, 8 of 8 from the line. Paris, 4 of 13 from the field. They missed all 4 threes, made 3 of 4 free throws. Rebounding, Montgomery County 19 to 5. And turnovers, 21 on Paris and 10 on the Lady Indians. So 40 to 15, the differential. Montgomery County's rebounds and Paris's turnovers and vice versa. And what's the differential on the scoreboard, Ivan?
You got a 25-point differential up there.
Amazing how that works. Hey,
I'm sitting here, I'm looking at John Lee Crockett, Daryl Mason, and Larry Tapp. There's a joke in there somewhere.
Yeah.
Because I guarantee the story is unbelievable that's happening amongst them. But it just kind of reminds you, you see some of these faces and friends of old and what have you. And, you just think about, favorite memory here in the barn. And, I can always think of a handful, but most notably from a girls' basketball perspective, that 99 season coming out of that 98 championship runner-up appearance by the Lady Indians, and when the Lady Panthers of E-Town arrived back here on campus. We weren't playing for that big trophy again, but boy, we were looking for payback that day, weren't we?
Oh, you bet.
It was, yeah. The place was amazing. It was electric that day from, an hour before the game. I mean, you thought you were ready for the Super Bowl that day.
Dutch Ensler's over there tonight, too. He's an old Trojan. I mean, he played... I don't want to go back and tell you how long ago he played, but let me tell you, it's great to see anytime he comes back into the arena or the gym. Al Granada Blevins are in attendance tonight. Good to see them over there. Hey, put the unbeatable combination of power and utility to work with the new Holland PowerStar Series tractor from Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling this year. In five models from 65 to 100 PTO horsepower, a PowerStar tractor handles jobs in the backfield, the barnyard, and everywhere in between. Best-in-class cab visibility and outstanding comfort. They'll increase your productivity. Choose the factory-installed loader that best matches your daily needs and stop by Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling. Tomorrow would be a great day to go in. Check it out at Montgomery Tractor Sales. Tomorrow we're going to be... we're going to be right back. We're going to be over in the arena coming up tomorrow, Ivan. Indians are going to be back in action.
We don't get a glory road revisited tomorrow when the Bluebirds coming tomorrow.
Bluebirds coming tomorrow night. It's a night game. It is a 7:30 Saturday night start. So, hey, come out and see the Indians tomorrow night.
The Brenda Rawls Birthday Classic, is that what that is?
The Brenda Rawls Birthday Classic is what it would be.
Hey, and happy birthday tomorrow to Tom McMakin, our very own Tom McMakin tomorrow. Those are the 2-10 birthdays along with John Calipari, Coach Calipari, all those February 10th birthdays tomorrow.
Paris has the ball to begin this second half, and they move off to the left side of your dial here in this second half. Down the left corner, a three is up, and it's no good with a rebound. Brooklyn White, who goes up and missed the shot, and Honey comes away with a rebound for Montgomery County. So Barrier finally gets it in her hands, and she'll work it up the floor. Duffer there with her. Honey sets a high screen. They go inside to Wheeler, or to Jarvis, and right side, the three by Fouch is no good, and White with the rebound.
Good to see Sophie take that shot, though.
Yeah. Down the other end, here's a three, and it's up and good by Molly Mason. Mason with 5 points, and it's 36-14. You know, when you kind of coast, you got to get it back in gear sometimes. There's Dillon missing a three, but Warner goes and gets the rebound. Now, Dillon another three, and this one won't go. And now the rebound put up no good by Oney, and Paris finally comes out of there with the rebound. So, Montgomery County. And there's a three put up by Paris's Kay Oliver that goes out of bounds to Montgomery County. So, we played a minute 14 seconds of the second half. Montgomery County has not scored. They've been outscored 3-0 to begin the second half by the Lady Hounds. Barrier. Long bounce pass and threw it away. Picked up by White. White runs, goes all the way in. Puts it up, no good. Rebound, Dumford puts it up, no good, but fouled. And that will be on Fouch, and that'll be her first. And Dumford will go to the line. And really, there's a case where Brooklyn White probably should have dished that ball off first.
Didn't see what happened to Reagan Oney behind the play here. She's down and being attended to right now. Just took a hit to the face.
Yeah. I think she's okay, but, yeah.
Checking those chiclets.
The left jaw. Yeah.
Must have been coming out of that little fracas there off of the rebound there, but.
You're going to take her on back to the locker room. And
hope she's okay. Anytime you see somebody with a head, injury, you're always, afraid of any kind of concussion or anything of that nature.
Herb Triplett's in attendance, and his mother Eunice is here tonight, too. Here's a free throw up and no good by Dumford. She'll have another one coming. Dumford spins that ball around, puts it up and in. 8 for Dumford, 36-15. Barrier brings it across the timeline, sends it off to Dillon. And now Jarvis out beyond the top of the key. Barrier, left side. Looks and wants to drive. Doesn't have a lane. Gives to Fouch. And now Jarvis out beyond the three-point line to Warner. Montgomery County, they go down low to Dillon, who makes a move, puts it up and in.
Good job of showing control there by Ellie. Putting that in, a piece of shots.
Dillon with 9, 38-15. Inside, the pass is taken away. Dillon comes up with a steal on the Paris turnover. Dillon all the way down, lays it up and in.
Kicked it high up off the glass there, did Dally.
40-15. Back to that halftime 25-point lead now for Montgomery County. Here is the ball on the left side to Mason. Now taking it down the lane, we get a whistle and a blocking foul that's going to go against Fouch. I don't know.
And I don't blame that official. I blame the official to our side because if he was paying attention, that was a hook that Oliver used to get beyond Fouch right there.
Paris will inbound on the common foul. 5:23 to play, third quarter. Entry pass. They go down low, and the shot almost went
through
underneath by Mason. Jarvis brings it down. Barrier steps into a three that is no good. The rebound is claimed by Fouch and gives back to Barrier, who missed it. And Fouch has another rebound and sends it back out. Montgomery County has it, and now Jarvis for three, good. Savannah Jarvis with 15. 43-15. Fouch. at 5-3, we'll call her. I don't know. Here's Dumford moving in. Lost the dribble. Picks it up. Left corner. Three is up. No good. Fouch got pushed from behind. Couldn't get the rebound, but Barrier is able to pick it up. And then we're going to get a foul that's going to be called on Paris, and that's going to go against Dumford, and that's her third. Mason with that missed shot. Barrier in there working hard for the rebound. Boy, Fouch. Here's Dillon, drives the left baseline, goes all the way in, puts it up, no good, but got fouled. And that will be on Kay Oliver. Her second.
Again.
And two shots coming for Dillon.
Love what the senior and Callie Dillon did right there, you know. 2 years ago, she would have just shot that ball. Right there, she got the ball fake and then tried to get in there and get a lay in.
Timeout taken by Paris. 4:28 left to play in the third quarter. Lady Indians lead it by 28. We'll be back in a half minute.
If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore Selection. The best brands, Sealy, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic. So many to choose from, including two-sided mattresses. And today, queen mattresses start at just $2.99. If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore. The local guys with the best buys. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead. And on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Close Sunday.
Lady Indians with a 28-point lead and 4.5 minutes to go here in this third quarter.
We had an interesting thought there during the timeout. We were talking about that shot by Paris that looked like it was going to go up through the bottom of the rim. And I always wondered, you know, if it goes up through and comes back down, is that a legal basket? Because I've never seen it. And so, you know, all of our...
There's a free throw that's up and good. And now Dillon has missed the free throw, but the rebound by Bailey Warner. So Montgomery County still has it. Up 44-15. Here's Dillon way on the right side. White playing behind Jarvis and Barrier. Now finds a lane to the basket and missed the driving layup.
She got hit.
And look at Fouch go in and took the rebound away. Dillon gets knocked down as she goes up for two, and there are more points that you get a chance to score because Fouch went in and got a rebound.
You know, from my vantage point, Hayden Berry got hit. And I don't know how much that affected her missing that lay-in. But then Sophie Fouch just going in there and doing Sophie Fouch things. It just warms your heart to watch her play.
Dillon's free throw is good.
You know, we've been around this program for a long time, Dan. And there's always that one that you just... You know, every so often, every few years, you just kind of fall in love with just by the way they play the game. And she's one of those.
Another free throw by Dillon. It's 46-15. Dillon has 7 points, 7 over 14 here in the first 4 minutes of this second half. The lead at 31. White posting up in there. They can't get it to her. Now they try to go down inside. Jarvis got a hand on the ball, but only tipped it out of bounds. It'll be played by the Lady Hounds underneath their own basket. I've been around this program since day one.
I know. That's hard to throw it out here.
I appreciate that. There's a turnover, and a lead pass they had to Barrier, who goes under, lays it up and in. Dillon and Barrier. Little two-man game there, creating the steal, getting the break going. Dillon off to Barrier, 48-15. Here's White working right side, going in, sends it out. There's a three that is no good, and Jarvis with the rebound off that miss by Mason. And running down Jarvis all the way down, got too far under and missed his shot. Rebound coming out of there with it is Crutcher. Sends it the other way and threw it right to Barrier. Barrier with another steal, goes under, lays it up and in.
Hayden Barrier looked like she could be playing on Sunday out there in Las Vegas the way she intercepted that pass.
3:05 to go, 50-15. And that'll create the running clock. With 3 minutes to go here. And there's another steal by Barrier. She goes down, stops, goes under, and lays it up and in. 15 for Barrier. 52-15. 2:40 to go. White out near the center circle. Looking and Dumford not in the game right now. And there's almost another turnover. White able to get the ball. Goes up from 15. Missed the shot. Jarvis with the rebound. And then we get the ball loose on the floor. And we get a foul.
Brooklyn White just not having.
Or not a, that wasn't a foul. Just a jump ball.
Yeah.
Montgomery County will get the possession arrow.
You don't expect to.
Orzin and Warner have come in for Montgomery County now.
To get to this point in the game and see Brooklyn White with only 2 points. That's
crazy. Pass floated in to Jarvis, who challenges White, puts it up no good. White had the rebound, lost it, but picks it back up. And Paris has it. They try to move in transition. Montgomery County, nice job of getting back. There is a three-point shot that's up and no good, and the rebound's going to go out of bounds to Montgomery County. That missed by Mason, and now Mays is going to come back in for the Lady Indians. Dillon comes out, and Nina Dunn is in for Montgomery County, the junior, for the first time. Mays and Dunn, Jarvis, Warner, and Orison in the game right now. Here is Warner looking, floats it into Jarvis, spins left, puts it up off the glass, no good, but a foul. The foul is going to be on Brooklyn White. That'll be her first, and Orison is going to go to the line for two shots.
You saw the way Jarvis just collected herself right there when the double team came.
Donnie is back on the bench with a ice pack to her left jaw.
Doubt we'll see her anymore tonight.
Free throw by Jarvis is good. She'll have another one coming.
That's not
point number 16 for her.
And that's not me saying something may be severely wrong with her. Just the circumstances and situation.
Now Jarvis comes out. So you've got Mays and Fouch, Orison, Warner, and Dunn in the lineup. This is probably the JV starting lineup right here, I think, for Montgomery County. And Parker Ann Rout has come up from the end of the bench. She'll be checking in next. 45 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Dumford out front against Mays, bounces it left side. There is a three that's up, and it's no good. A rebound is put up no good, and Dunn comes up with a rebound for Montgomery County. So, with the ball, Warner down left side of the lane, challenges White, moved around her and laid it in.
Oh, great, great move, the Bailey Warner right there.
56-15. Warner exploiting the taller opponent there. There's a missed shot by White from the outside. Rebounded out of the by Reagan Mays, and that'll bring the quarter to an end. At the end of three, Montgomery County 56, Paris 15, and we'll return to the MCHS arena in just a minute.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future? Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement. You want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
Goodness for Paris, they had only four turnovers in that quarter, but they're down by 41 as we start this final quarter. And Montgomery County, again, has their, and now into the game, Alexis White, the sophomore who doesn't have a lot of experience, just trying to learn. And boy, a chance for her to go against Brooklyn White here.
Yeah, she's almost eye to eye with her.
Here we go, Paris inbounding the ball with the clock running now. Here's Dumford against Mays. Goes behind the screen. Dumper goes all the way in, and there's the ball blocked out of bounds, and a nice play by Dunn helping out. Help defense after Dumper got by and away from Mays. Pierce will inbound underneath the basket. Got to make sure they keep White out of the lane. They dump it into her, though. She gets it. She puts it up and in and draws the foul. So White will have a shot at a three-point play. How about the official and his movement to the... Don't you love it? The foul on Montgomery County is going to be on White.
Call it on Dunn, I believe.
Call on Dunn.
Yeah.
32 instead of 23. Okay. Dunn and White puts in the free throw. She has 5 points now. 56 to 18. Here's Dunn. Hands to Mays and Rout. The Lady Indians run a little weave out front. Orison down to Dunn. Dunn, one dribble and Rout to Mays. Paris man-to-man. Let's get the Lady Indians to get a look inside to
great move by
White, and she puts up a shot, gets fouled by White. That's White's second personal foul, and I don't think Coach Speaks believes that one. And Alexis White, the sophomore, is going to go to the line for two shots.
That's a great move there going against Brooklyn.
White. And the free throw is up and good. She didn't read any. I mean, that's like, she just hit a three from midcourt. I mean, that's, everybody's excited for Alexis.
Yes.
She's excited for herself, I mean. Yeah, she should be. Makes another one. She's gaining ground. She, you know, just not very experienced, but here's Dumper, 58-18, inside to White, and now...
Yeah, she's playing directly behind.
Yeah, playing behind White. Alexis gets the foul call.
Coach High's getting on already, because he's like, that ain't how we practice this. You don't play directly behind her.
Here is entry pass. They try to send it in.
Okay.
Thought maybe
that was close to being back off.
Yeah, Mays had deflected the ball. We thought it might have gone off the Paris player inbounding the ball, but... Paris will inbound again. And here we go. And they dump it in low to White, who lays it in.
I don't know if I've ever seen the inbounder jump like Oliver did right there to make that entry to Brooklyn White.
58-20, 6-11 to play. Parker in route. Try to go inside again to White, and it's picked off by Brooklyn White. Long pass down and off a hand under the basket, and open under there was McKenna Fields, but pass was a little offline, and the ball goes back to Montgomery County. Here's Mays with it against Dumford. Picks up the dribble and gives to Laura Lee Orison. And there's Mays breaking under Lazy in. Oh, what
great,
a play.
Great pass by Orison, just as much as the great cut by Reagan Mays.
Gave her a perfect pass. Orison gets the assist, and there's a three that is put up no good. And as they battle for the rebound, Brooklyn White comes out of there with it. And there's Montgomery County. Looked like they had a steal, but Paris able to get it back. And down inside, beautiful feed. Dumper just laid it off perfectly to Fields for her first 2 points of the game. 60-22, 5 minutes to play. Mays out front, hands it off to Orison. And now, Alexis White beyond the top of the key, gives back to Orison, wants to drive. Now Mays, thought about a three, didn't take it. Parker in route. She looks in, goes inside to Alexis White. Back out to Orison for an open three that does not go down. The rebound is loose on the floor, and they battle for it, and we'll get a jump ball. Tie-up, Alexis White down on the floor, and Montgomery County will keep.
I want to go back to that entry pass that Parker and Rout made down inside to Alexis White. That was a beautiful entry pass that she made.
4:14 left. Orison ready to inbounds, looking, bounces it into White deep in the corner, looks for help, and we get a jump ball. Possession arrow will send it to Paris.
Got caught in a compromised situation over in the corner there.
The clock running now, so the varsity boys game is going to start pretty much on time, folks, if you're coming and you've been waiting. Get on out here. Here is Paris with a ball. Out front is Oliver. Left side, their dumper for three. That is no good. The rebound. Trying to save it in Paris, and they couldn't. Montgomery County will get it. Here is Mays going to bring it down. See if somebody hears Orison going to drive for the basket, goes all the way and lays it up just too hard. White had a follow shot. I thought she got fouled. They didn't call it. Montgomery County will get the ball.
Yeah, Orley got really excited there. Thought she was going to have an easy lay-in. Made it more difficult than it needed to be.
Now for Paris, Sagan Oliver is going to check in coming in for Kay Oliver. A little break here. And the clock running while we get Laura Lee tying a shoelace, but she's ready now. Gets it into Dunn, deep in the left corner. Dunn dribbling toward the lane, lost the handle of the ball. It's going to go out of bounds. It'll be Paris's ball.
Look at Sophie Faust taking care of Reagan on the sideline here on the bench. They're each other's twin, basically.
Yeah. Hey, here's Dumpert out front on the left side to Oliver. Oliver looking in, trying to make that entry pass. White's out of the game now. Now we get a whistle and a foul that will go against Parker Ann Rout. Her first. Team foul number three on Montgomery County. And for the Lady Hounds now, we get Reagan Cowan into the game. Dumford and threw it through the hands of Oliver and out of bounds. Still for Paris, six turnovers in this second half. Again, after they had 21 in the first half. So, minute and a half to go before this one's over. Rout dribbling in, going to go all the way and flips it up. No good. Rebound taken by White. Hands it off. There's a jump shot put up no good by Mays off the left baseline. They battle for the rebound again. And Paris is going to end up with the ball. Now for the Lady Hounds, Maya Mason. She's a seventh grader, Ivan.
Yeah. They got a lot of youth out there.
Under a minute to go right now. Here's Oliver, and May staying right with her. Good job defensively by the seventh grader. But now she gets away from her, goes down the lane, and Oliver, or Dumford rather, puts it up and in. 10 points for Dumford. 60-24. And there is Dunn threw the ball over the head of Parker en route. Ferris gets the ball with 35 seconds to go. Ferris getting more players in. Here is Jen Griffiths into the game. Young Gia Griffin. Gia Griffin is a seventh grader, and there's
Laura Lee was going to try to make a stab at it there to get her a breakaway layup there to end it.
Here's the pass coming in. Paris with the ball, and Parker and Rao went for the steal. Didn't get it, but time runs out. This one's all over. Montgomery County with the 60-24 victory over Paris tonight. In girls' action, boys' action coming up. Don't go away. We'll be back. Recap this one for you. Boys' action to follow. We return to the barn tonight. It's our home for it. We're going to have some activity between the games. It's the Glory Road Historical Tour, and this will be named a Glory Road Historical Site coming up tonight. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Offering great vehicles at great prices, I'm Chris Davis at Dutchess Chevrolet Ford on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
At Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Reliable, customized, and simple. That's what insurance should be. Add in attentive service, and that's what you can expect from us at People's Exchange Insurance. This is Bill Whitaker, and I'd like to help you protect what matters to you most. Life is full of unexpected twists and turns, and that's why we offer a wide variety of insurance products. Whether it's protecting your home, your autos, or providing for your family when they need it most, we've got you covered. Stop by and see me at People's Exchange Bank next to Lowe's on the bypass, or give me a call at 859-498-2008. People's Exchange Insurance, your trusted insurance partner.
Are you having trouble with your Medicare benefits cards, such as utilities, grocery, and over-the-counter? The Porter Group Medicare Resource Center is here to help you with those issues. Call us at 606-780-1387, and we will be glad to help you with your plan perks, diabetic supplies, prepaid cards, and more. That's 606-780-1387. Find us online at PorterGroupInsurance.com.
We are back here at the barn tonight. Montgomery County's Lady Indians have won 60-24 as they extend the win streak. I went up down to seven games, 17-6. Lady Hounds are 5-17. No big surprise tonight, but hey, again, you like the way the Lady Indians are playing right now.
Yeah, you really do. You know, they're connected right now. And, you know, they're relying on and probably going to have to rely on their defense to be solid in order for them to make any kind of a significant postseason run, which, you know, that's the expectation, I know, for this group of seniors for sure. But this program in general, when you look at, you know, what the expectations are for this Montgomery County program is to be a perennial player for the original crown, and that's where they feel like they're going to be again this year if they play up to their capabilities. And right now it seems like they're starting to fine-tune some things, and you're seeing Allie Dillon, you know, get some of that offense back that we know that she can provide. Would really love to see her to get back to a semblance of the defensive player that she was the last two seasons. But even with that, knowing that they've got a rim protector in the likes of a Savannah Jarvis in the way that she's been playing of recent and what she could provide to this team, along with those other standards like Reaganoni and what you're going to get from her and Hayden Barrier along with Sophie Fouch, and then sprinkling Warner and Orr's, and they can do some really good things.
Individual scoring in the girls' game. Tori Dumford had 10 points. Dumford's really, really nice player. She's, again, you're looking at a junior. And she and White will both be back next year. This Paris team will be a little bit older. You know, you hope that they can come along. 7 for Brooklyn White. Molly Mason with 5. And those are the only 2 points, I'm sorry, for McKenna Fields. Those 4 players scored for the Lady Hounds. Montgomery County, Jarvis had 17. Barrier with 15. 14 for Dillon. 6 for Warner. 2 for Fouch. 2 for Morrison. 2 for Mays. 2 for Alexis White, along with 3 rebounds. And Montgomery County makes 21 of 46 from the field. 3 of 10 threes. 15 of 16 free throws tonight. Paris was 9 of 33. Only 1 of 13 threes. 5 of 7 from the line. Montgomery County dominating the glass, 39 to 15. Turnovers, 27 against Paris, 16 turnovers against Montgomery County in the game. Well, those are the numbers.
Yeah, telltale of or the tail of the tape, I guess, if you will. When you look at the final score and result of this ball game, it's attributed to those numbers that you speak of and the dominance that the Lady Indians had in this ball game. Again, they came out, took Paris to task, did the thing that was expected of them in this situation. You know, it was a little sloppy early for the Lady Indians, but boy, they got it all sorted out, and that did what you expected them to do tonight. Just knowing that the discrepancy, disparity in talent on both of these rosters. So you're happy for Coach Destiny and his team to continue on this streak and continue on the good vibes for them. You really didn't want an ugly performance tonight to really make you start questioning. Okay. You know, did we play down to our opponent, and why was that? You know, this is a team that you expect to be more focused, especially with the nucleus.
And coming up next week on Tuesday night, it'll be Franklin County.
Yeah.
That will be here to face the Lady Indians. That'll be a big game.
It'll be a big game. It's a chance for Lady Indians to avenge a loss that they suffered down at the Lady of the South Invitational when they weren't at full strength at that time. Savannah Jarvis didn't play, I think, during that game. And so now we'll see what happens here and how well maybe the Lady Indians will come out when they play Coach Joey Thacker, who just got his 500th win recently. Kudos to Coach Thacker and what he's meant to girls basketball in the state and definitely to that Franklin County community over the years, become a good friend over the years. And so it'll be interesting to see how the Lady Indians are able to match up against this team, which when the Lady Indians went over there a year ago, I know Coach Thacker was not happy with the performance of his Lady Flyers that night. So it's kind of a grudge match, if you will, when you look at the last couple of meetings between those two programs.
Coming up, we thought that Brecken Decker, he must have just gotten cleared today. He had not been cleared to play, so we didn't expect him to be in uniform form tonight. And Tyce Jarvis is out as well. Both those players have ankle injuries. They both are wearing ankle guards, but they're both warming up. That changes the complexion of the game, certainly, Ivan, with those two players are able to be available tonight in any way, if they can give it. You know, any help to this tribe team, it is a little bit thin without those guys in particular.
It's an important game, obviously. Montgomery County needs this win to have any chance, really, to keep themselves out of that fourth seed and having to play against the number one seed in this 40th district matchup. So hopefully we can be able to get that done.
Hey, we'll be right back. Let's step out a couple of minutes, getting ready for the Indians and the Greyhounds tonight. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
If you don't know about the affordable quality healthcare services being offered at Sterling Healthcare, take a moment and find out why we're continuing to grow in Mount Sterling and surrounding areas. You can find us online at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686. Or stop in and see us at one of our clinics in Montgomery, Bath, Clark, Nicholas, or Powell counties. I can promise you'll be glad you did. Sterling Healthcare.
We're here for your family.
Been listening to Montgomery County High School Basketball on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com. Tonight's game was sponsored by BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, MSU Foundation, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Sterling Family Dental Care, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Whitaker Pharmacy, Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling, and Windsor Care Center. Tune in all season long for Montgomery County High School Basketball on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.